We are on Daf, Tzadik Dalet, Amid Beis. Let us quickly go over the Gemara. We have to learn the Taisus and on the Gemara. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara. Tano Rabbonon, Agazodim Amal V'Beribis, Sheherziru, Ein Mekablen Mehem, A Mekabel Mehem, Ein Ruach, Chachomim Noichei Menu. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Bimei Rebbe, Nishnis, Mishnah Zu. This Mishnah that Ein Mekablen Mehem was Nishnis Bimei Rebbe. The Sanya Maise Bodamechot, Shebikesh, Lasis Shuve. Omalo Ishtoi, Reiko Imatoi, Se Shuve. Afilo Avneit, Eine Shaloch, you'll be left beltless. Benimna Vloyosa Shuve. Boise Shah Omru Hagazlonim, Malvi Ribie, Sherziro, a Mekablo Mehem, a Mekablo Mehem, in Ruach, Hachomim, Leichemen. Zokte Gemore, Meisebe, Sevakashe, and this Takole, a Mekablo Mehem. We learned in Yichla Maviim, Moisha Ribis, the father left over Moisha Ribis. Afal pi shehein yoidim shehein ribis. They know this moish shal ribis. They're aware of it. This is moish shal ribis. Ein chayovim lahachzer. They're not mechuyiv to return it. And Rashi said this works with halacha of yish v'shine reshus. We assume that the meir ribis is exele. But there was Yish, and now it's Yish Vishini Rishus. But there's a diik in the Meraisim. Ein Chayovim Lahachsa. They are not Mechayev to return the Dmei Ribis. In who the loy. They're not Mechayev, or Aviyan. But if the Dmei Ribis would be by the father, if the father would be alive, he'd be Mechayev to return it. The concept is a Yish v'shini reshus, so that's only by them a shini reshus. But the father is chayiv. The father is chayiv to return it. Avim chayiv lahachzer. But you just said now that there's a takona of Rebbe that a mekablin mehem chayiv lahachzer. It would seem means that he has to return it. And the Leiva keeps it. So the Gemara says, that's true. The father is also potter to return it. But didn't the Vim Nami any chayv lahachzer. Rohodiktoni biditu. That what the Baraisa spoke about them, and not about the father, that enim chayom lahachzer, the father also was not chayv lahachzer. Vishim de kaboy le misni seif einich lamavim pora vitalis. V'chol dova ha-mesuyim, chayovim lahachzer mibnei kvoid aviyah. By the Yoshim, there is a case where they chayiv lahachzer, als kvoid aviyah, if the father left over a dova mesuyim, a dova that everyone knows that it was received, b'teiras chibis, to bezoyin for the father, that this porah v'talis should be around. So then there's a chiv mitnei kvoid aviyim, the mechuyiv to return it, als kibudav. So memele, so the, that what the Beraisa is speaking about the Yoshim, that in the Reish it says, ein chayovim laharza, because in the Sefer, if it's a dovah mesuyim, the chayovim laharza, so therefore, he said in the Reish, they're not chayiv laharza. But the father Taki is Ein Chanami is also not Chayv Lahachzer, Al Takonis Rebbe. Kanereishanami biditu. So now the Gemara asks, how do we understand the Sefer? Nekvoy Davim Chayovim Lahachzer. Ikri Kan Venosi Ba'amcho Loisoyer Ba'oise Maisa Amcho. The whole Chiyuv, the whole Issa to be Mekalo Lanosi, and the Gemara is medama kibud of, also to this halacha, that the din is only by oise maise amcha, and here if the father was a malva baribis, So chayrat nareis hamayis hamcha. So why is the bechlal achiyev of kibudo? So the Gemara answers, k'diyomar ha-pinchas v'shos ha-tshuve. Ha-pinchas, for him, for the different Gemara, but he said it speaking about shos ha-tshuve. Itake wasn't an ois hamayis hamcha, but he did tshuve. So now, he did tshuve before he died. So now there's achiyev on the Yoshim al kibudov to return the davar hamesuyim. Ochanami b'sha osa tshuve. So the Gemara asks the osa tshuve, my boy gabei, he boy leiladuri, he told me in a kimtet speaking about that he did tshuve, should have returned it. How can you make such an kimtet? What was it doing by him? So the Gemara answers, lehispik lahagzer at shemeis. He was speaking about he did tshuve and he wanted to return it, but le also biyodai. Well, kaponim, he had a din of about tshuve, he's an oisa maisa amcha, and now the zechiyev, if it's a davar mesuyim, on the yoshim to return it. Toshma hagazlonim umalve beribis, afapi shegovu machzir. Gazlonim, even though they were goive, they machuyev to return it. So the Gemara says, Gazlonim, Maishe, Govu, Iko. Where is there a concept of Govu by Gazlonim? Igozu, Gozu. If they stole it, so it's not Govu, they stole it. Ve'iloi Gozu, if they didn't steal it, Ve'iloi Gozu. But how do you have a concept of Gozlim? They're Machzer, Maishe, Govu. Ela'ima ha-Gazlonim, Umayniyu, Malve, Ribiyis. And it's very important why the Barai said I mentioned Hagazlonim or Malvi Beribis. If we're speaking about Malvi Beribis, Hakabana we see from here also, like we would seem that Ribis is a Gezel. We had mentioned last week in Rashi, there's a concept of Yish Vishin Rishus. Ava Bishagovu Machzir. Even though the Malve was Goyve the Ribis, the Machuyiv to return it. Now, so according to Rabbi, Rabbi said there was a takone that we do not return. Omrei marzirin ve'ein mekablim mehem. V'marzirin ve'ein mekablim lehem. But we're not mekablim from them. And v'loma marzirin God says yidei shamayim. So we had mentioned last week there are two mahalchim how to understand Takonas Rebbe. The Rambam says, Im rotza ha-gazlon lasa ish-tshuve, Takonas Rebbe is not speaking about all cases, speaking about a unique case, the gazlon wants to do tshuve, u-bo me-elo, and he comes on his own accord without being forced to come, Behetzer Meagzela, and he returned to Meagzela. Takonas Chachomim Shein Mekablim Mimenu, he's not Mekabel from him to Meagzela. Ela Oizren Oisoi, we help him, Umoichlen Loi, Kidei Lekarev Aderech Ayeshora Alashov. So the Rambam learned Pshat, this Takona of Rebbe was made Mamish, in this case of the Maisi Shahoya, there was an Odom Shebikesh Lasish Tshuve. What held him back, his wife held him back because she said he won't have anything left. So if you have such a person who wants to do Tshuve, so then there was a Takonos Chachomim that don't accept it, and be Moichel. Be Moichel what he wants to return to you. So Mamela, so that is how we can very well understand Lama Marzirim Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim. I see the Mechuyev to be Marzir, because the Chazal will never oiker the Mitzvahs Hashove, the Chiyev Hashove. Chazal only said that the Nigzal, the Loive by Ribbis, or the Nigzal by Gzeila, should be Meichel, shouldn't accept it. So he was Mekayim Mitzvah Hashavim by coming to return it. at Lotzes Yidei Shemayim, and there was a takone that the Nigzal should be Meichelim, that he could keep it. So that are these two things. And we had mentioned the Rava Magid says, where the Rambam learns Pshat, the whole takone was that the Nigzal should be Meichel. But if the Nigzal does not want to be Meichel, so she doesn't want to be Meichel, doesn't have to be Meichel. I mean, Ein Ruach HaChamim Leichman, that's all what it says. He doesn't want to be Meichel, he is not, Zanhoge is not appreciated by Chazal, Ein Ruach HaChamim Leichman, but he's entitled to his Choshe Mishpatike rights. The Rava Magid says that so far he can schlep the Gazlan to Bezdin and force Bezdin to, and Bezdin should be Masman him Ledin and he should be Machayev him to pay. He wants his money more than the Ruach HaChomim. If he does this, he does this, and he's capable of doing this. The Rambam brings a raya from this halacha that Mechila helps by Ribbis. Because if the Yisod Aloche was that we said that the Loid and Nixo should be Meichel, so we see there's a concept of Mechila by Ribbis. The Lafuki, the Shitas Hagoinim. The Shitas Hagoinim is, there's no such concept as Mechila by Ribbis, because every Loive who pays the Malv is also Meichel. He's giving it to him. Bachal Pekin, the Torah said you have to return it. There's no such concept of Mechila by Ribbis. The Rambam in Zaraif Magamo, there is a concept of Mechila by Ribbis. The Lechem Mishnah says, how did the Goinim learn Pshat Magamore? Not like the Rambam at all. The Goinim learn Pshat Magamore that Chazal Ramafkiya the Mois Haloive, and they gave it to the Malta. That means that even though the Meikar Adin, the money belongs to the Loive, and the Malta is Mechuyiv to return it, Chazal wa Mafkia, the Mois Haloive, they gave it to the Malva. And Mamel, it's the Malva's money, not together Mechila, it's together Hefke Besen, they were Mafkia, the Mois Haloiv, and they gave it to the Malva, so therefore, that's why he's not Mechuyiv to return it. So what is Pshat Machzirin Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim? There is a, here they were Mafki, and here's a then Machzirin Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim. So we had mentioned that Teres Shmuel says, according to the Goinim, it brings from the Chedush Yerim that before the Takon of Rebbe, there was a Chiyav, Bein Odom L'Chaveri, there was a Choshe Mishpatik Chiyav on the Malva to pay back the Ribbis to the Loive. That was before the Takon of Rebbe. And even if the Loive says, I'm Meichel, it's worthless. He's Mechuyiv to return. Chazal wa Mavkiyah the Choshe Mishpatik Chiyav, he doesn't know him anything. Choshe Mishpat doesn't know anything, but Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim, the Zachi of Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim to give it back, and the Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim to give it back, that the Loive can say, I Meichel you, and you don't have to give it back. So according to the Rambam, according to the Goinim, the Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim is Pshat, after Chazal were Mafkiya, the Choshe Mishpat the Kechiyat, is still a chi of Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim. That kufel was there takone, and the machzer to be Yidei Shemayim, and ein mekabla mehem. Now let us see Taisus. Bimei Rebbe Mishnes Mishnezu. Now the Gemara tells us when this takone originated. Bimei Rebbe Nishnes Mishnezu. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, the Gemara is telling us a mouthful over here. The Loi Lefono, that means before Rabbeinu HaKodesh, there was no such takone. The Loi La'acho, and after the Deir of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, there also was no takone. Ela ledoiroi davke tikin. This was a takone which he made for his doir. That's it. Mishumaisi shahoya. Veloi ledoiroi saboi. The later doiris, there's no takone whatsoever. Now, how did the Rabbeinu Tam have the right to say such a merdika chidish that there was only a takone miyuchad ledoiroi? So he says, I'll prove it to you. The maisim b'chol yoyim, shemekavle min ha-gazlon, let's see, bizmaneinu. Bizmaneinu, a gazlon brings back, he pays back the dmei akzele, maisim b'chol yoyim, we're mekavle. Rabbi Netam didn't see bizmanoi that someone should not be mekavle. Number one. V'don in din akzeles. And number two, v'don din akzeles. And the way we had mentioned the Rav HaMagid, there's no raya from Vedonim Din Exilus, because the Rav HaMagid said that it's only a din he should be Meichel, he doesn't want to be Meichel, he could, that was good for the Mekir from the Rav HaMagid, I think. But Al Kaponim, the Rav HaMagid brings a raya. Vedonim Din Exilus, Bismach Hazal, they were done Din Exilus. Ki the Gozo Padme the Tura Lekamon, Bahu Nasho the Gonav Sifra, Bahu Rayat Bekam the Bometziah, Benascha the Rababet. So Taisi brings four Gemores, which were after Rabbeinu HaKodesh. We see Amoraim were done in exile. So what happened? And no one bats an eyelash. So Taisi Shvat, that was the Rabbeinu Tam's Rayat, that the Takona of Rabbeinu HaKodesh was said B'miyuchet in his Deir, and that's it. Ulakach loiporich lekamon. So he says, we'll see the Gemara asks kashes from Meisvei Nichlam Aviyim. This is one Baraisa, a second Baraisa, there'll be a third Baraisa. The Gemara only asked, oh, we say, I skipped to Bamanami Bezenesher, the Ribbis Tutsu Yoitze Bedayonim, that Bezen takes away the Ribbis from the Malve. Lakach loiporich lekamon elami Baraisis. The Gemara only asked kashas from Baraisis. Why? The Have Shoine Rabchiyah, these were Baraisis that Rabchiyah had said. Shahoya Talmidoi Shal Rebbe. Rabchiyah was a Talmud of Rebbe. So Memele, Rabchiyah, the Baraisis of Rabchiyah were Halachis, which Rebbe was Moisif. But these are the Baraisis of Rabchiyah. So Memele, the Gemara is, but the Rebbe made a takone that you're not mekabel. So how do we understand these baraises? But that's all what the Gemara handled with, was these baraises which were said be mei Rebbe, and this is Teirotsu Shel Rebbe. V'layikshim imasnisu. Why did the Gemara, why don't we ask from our Mishnah? The Ketoni Mishalem Kishas Agzeil. The Gemara should have asked, it says in our Mishnah, Kol HaGazonim Mishalmim Kishas Agzeil. Lefi Shamishnai Sayyikaydim Rebbe. Because the Mishnais were before Rebbe. Elish Rebbe Sidro. But Rebbe was Masadar previous Mishnais. So, and before Rebbe, Zichnokash. Aber bereises euer scheine Rabchie, Masha Yemoisef, Rebbe Allah Mishnais. The bereises were what, this is the Teure of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, what he added on to the Mishnais. That's the Gemara only handles on these bereises, which were said by Mei Rebbe. So that was the Kash. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Veri Oimer, a different teretz. Vimimas nisen lahava motzi lamifra. This is a very interesting teretz. Because you don't understand the takon of Rebbe. The loitikein Rebbe de ein mekablem elo mei oison b'nei odom sheroi iskam umechiosan bekach. The whole takone was not a person who once lent the ribbis, who once stole something, and that Rabbeinu HaKodesh was afraid that, oh, maybe he'll want to do tshuva and the nisayon will be too great. Nah, it's such a person, once the Kabbal Ribbis, once Mekabel Ribbis, once stealing something, this person wants to do tshuva, it's not such a big ordeal. Elamoisen shebnei odom, sheroi, iskam, umichyosom bekach. This was their lifestyle. This was how they supported themselves. It was Gesel and Ribbis. Umisparnesim bekach. So they have a lifetime sparnose, they existed with Ribbis and Gezel. Kediktoni, let's look at the lotion of how the Gemara brings about. Hagas lonim umalvei beribbis. That means that they're mahus, there's a barber, these are gaslonim. Malvei beribes, that is their mahus, that's their panose. The mashma she umnusom bekach, that was their umnus, their panose. The chain royim, later we'll have the Gemara further, royim, v'chol hanu de maisi, all the Gemara brings up, we're speaking about people who this was their daily actions, malvi beribes in gazlon. Avo mi mas nisen loy poruch, shtoy also takona milakabel me odom shegoizel u malvi beribes bakroi baomet. So me mele, the ri also verhemfet all the kashes from the Rabbeinu Tam, we see bizman chazal, they were damned in exilus, all the Gemaras had Oshayla. This is a miyuchedik takone for those people who their whole life supported themselves beisa to ribis. Now he wants to do tshuva kaidem misosa. It's a mountain. How can he do tshuva now? Here Rabbeinu HaKadosh said a mekabel man, but a person who was once, Oiver and Aveire, with Gezel Ribbis, not such a difficult ordeal, so he returned it. He didn't make a takon. Now, the Pnei Yeshua asks Akasha, fine. So, the Ri brought a raya from the Loshen of the Baraisa, Hagaz Lonim, Umalvei Beribbis, and then the second baraisa of the Gemara is for Toshma Hagazlonim Umalvei Beribbis. So we see we're speaking about people that's their profession. For Prakta Pnei Yeshua, but the first baraisa that the Gemara brought, Hiniach Lahem Aviyem Moish Ribbis. Yes, and the father left over Moish Ribbis. So where does it say here that this was the father's profession? And he left over Mois Shel Ribbis. So what's the kasha according to the Ri? So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, no, what did the father leave over? What did he, Mois Shel Ribbis? That's all he left over. Because that was his profession. The whole Yerusha was Mois Shel Ribbis. He wasn't a grocer, this was his profession. And he chlamavi and Mois Shel Ribbis. So Mamela were also speaking about a professional Malva Beribes. So Mamela, the Gemara states. Avol Ein Leforech. Now, Taisis wants, so we have here two Mahalchim. So Mamela, either according to the Rabbeinu Tam, was only said, B'doirei Shorevi. According to the Ri, was only said by professional Gazlonim and Malve Beribis. So Mele said, Mele is Farem for the Mishnah, Kol Gazlonim Mishalmim Kishas HaGzele. The Mishnah was said before Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and the Mishnah is not speaking about Bafke professional Gazlon. Avalein Leforish, a third pshat, the Lohochi Leiporich Mimas Nisim, Mishim de Rebbe loitikein elo ba'oisom sha'osu tshuve. Now, Tais want to say a third mahalach. This takona of Rebbe was a person, that was the whole takona. A person wanted to do tshuva, and the nesayim was too great. So Rebbe said, listen, we have to help him. So Mamela, then he made his takona. But Samazay, if a person doesn't want to do tshuva, Samazay, we should make takonas. We never made takona. So this would be a third mahalach, the time for everything. There was only said it's a takonas hashoven. It's a takona for Bali tshuva. So you have to fall into the category of a Bali tshuva. So this would be a third mahalach. And Agavuche, we had mentioned the Loshon Rambam is like this. The Rambam says, close. The rotzo hagazlen laso ischuve ubo meyela vehirser dmei hagzela. He speaks about this case. A gazlen wanted to do tshuve. He comes meyela, not that there was, he got a summons from Bezna. No. Ubo meyela vehirser dmei hagzela. Takonas chachamim shein mekabla mimenu. Elo oizren oizre yumoichlam. This is the Loshon Rambam. So Mamela, so that's how the Rambam learned. So this was also for him for Tais Viskashis. So Tais says, Avayim lefosh delochi lepoch maslish mishim derebi leitikna alboisim shos to tshuve. Ubaraisa de muchach minei mairi bo ova tshuve. The Baraisa is speaking about ova tshuve because we said the chayim and kibud ova aim. So we see that he did tshuve. Ligdiktonim chayom lasen lekvoy davir. So Tais says, fine. That would be good. But Mikolma came. Ahi the gazlonim umalve the ribis loimashme the airi be of the tshuva. So how do you know if the whole takon of Rebbe was by about tshuva? So the first parais is speaking about tshuva because we see the children achayev and kibud odaim vizaloshed and achayev. But the second parais. The second baraisa is, it says, Tamazai, Agazoni, Malva, Baribis, Marzirin. How do you know that, that's speaking about a Baal Tshuva? Very interesting, the Raman, Shittim Kibetzis, wants to emphasize this Kasha. He wants to say that there's a difference in Loshin between Machzirin and Mishalmin, Tashlumin. Marziren means on their own accord. Mishalme means that you force them to pay. That's why he says that you say the chiluk of these two, they're returning. So memela, so here it says marziren, it means they're doing tshuva. Mishalme means they're not doing tshuva. Agavucha, we had mentioned before that on the first parais in Yichlam Avim, Moish Ribis, that the Ri said it is speaking, the whole Takanos Davkev, it was Panasosai. So we mentioned the Pnei Yeshua says, that's from the Barais, in Yichlam Avim, Moish El Ribbis, that's what he left over. This whole Panasa was like that. So I think the Pnei Yeshua says, he says, if it would not be like that, so what's the Gemara's Kasha, Ein Oisa Maisa Amcha, because he did one Aveira, so there's no mitzvah of Kibud Obeim anymore. Because I think there's a big machlokes in this. But on Kaponim, that's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. That the Gemara asked for a kash, the father said, good, he lent money, but ribbons for not a hetesk. Fine, okay. It's not fine, it's not nice, it's, but you call him already, so unless a person, that's his whole panosa, like he took one parsha of the Torah, the parsha of ribbons, and he cut it out. This Torah doesn't have this parsha. That's called the Neisa Maisamcha. But Samas like, once, that's what I think the Bnei Shul wants to say. Anyway, so Taisvis does not like this Mahalach of he did tshuva because who says that this parais is speaking about he did tshuva? But oi! And then Taisvis says another thing. Shekol Odom. That means if you'll tell me, that the whole takona was by Bala Tshuva, so Taisa says, how can Rabbi make such a takona? Yochel, kol odem yochel laharim, sheyase tshuva, v'yase miyase v'leikabu mimeno. If you take a need about tshuva, who says he's about tshuva? He just heard of a takona that there's a way you can save yourself millions of dollars. How do you do it? You just go and you say, I want to do tshuva, here's the money, and then all of a sudden, you show him the Rambam, if he doesn't know the Rambam, you know, show him the Rambam, you have to help all the tshuva, and those. So, if the Chazal Taka were makpid on Bali tshuva, so who knows, you're handling with a Bali tshuva, how could you make such a takone without testing him with a lie detector? I mean, you can't do such a thing. So al kol choch, that's not the criteria. Period. So that's Tosfos to Mahalach. Now Tosfos is going back on the Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein ahi d'chol ha-keilim, Tosfos brings another similar gemara. Ben tam shal amur d'kechidish, b'meireh b'nishnes mishnezu means this whole takone, this whole aloche, only was chal b'mei Rebbe. So Taisi says, I'll show you other gemaras that also mean similarly the same thing. Ken hi d'chol ha-keilim, d'omar Rab Chanina, b'mei Nechemya ben Chakalya, nishnis mishnezu. This Mishnah was learned b'mei Nechemya. And it means like that. It means only b'doyre shal Nechemya. He's talking about certain hilchas mukzah. Be the soif elam etzias to come up me rabbi nishnis mishnezu. Hakel maforish ben atam by nishnis ela lahi dore. And he the hoiriyas ve'en laharech. Ho aviyem chayom laharech. We learned in the Baraisa said, this was the Kashan Rabbi, it says that the children are ein chayom laharech. But it would seem the father is chayiv lahachzer. Oh, how does this stem with the takon of Rebbe? Vim toima, so Taisu says, what's the problem? Lot says, yidei shemayim koma. The Gemara ends up by saying, loma machzirim, lot says, yidei shemayim. Yishloima, the dayek, midenokat loshen chayovim. They're not chayiv, and the father is chayiv. Avla lameima ein machzirin. Ava mashma ha'avien machzer lotzeis yidei shemayim. Father is machzer lotzeis yidei shemayim. Chayovin laharzer would seem there's a chayiv. Now, according to the Ga'onim Shita we had mentioned, it's very good. Could be, it's not chayovin laharzer because the chayiv choshem mishput, they were mafkiyah. According to the Rambam, I really don't know. The Rambam says, the Rotsa, the Gazlan has to, he's mechuyev to be, if he does tshuva, he's like a chayiv lahachzer. It's not, the takona was, if he did what he was supposed to do, then there's a takona help. But he's like a chayiv lahachzer. I think it would seem that Tosfos understood the Gemara like the Goyim and not like the Rambam. The Gemara asked the Kasha, it says in the Sefer, by Adava Mesuyim, the Yoshim Amachuyib to return it. Al Tzkvoy Dabiyim. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why they chayib b'kibadov, the father is Eina Isam Aysam. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answered, she also tshuva. Speaking about that he did tshuva, Samela, there's a mitzvah of kibadov. So the Gemara asked, he also tshuva, my boy Gabay. So if he did tshuva, so then how come it wasn't returned? My boy Gabay, he boy leila duri. The imtaima, like Tosfos, the lema, you're going, shall I kiblu mimeno? What's the problem? I have a beautiful pshat. Fakel. He returned it, a real Baal tshuva, he returned it, and they weren't mekabel. They mekabla mehem. So now, the Yisaimim, Abo Lamaise, now the father died, but in the Yerusha of the Ov, there's this Pogre, this Pogre Mesuyim, that is boiled, that the father received it for Ribbis, he didn't, and then the South Kibbutov, the Mechuyev to, the Mechuyev to get it out of, to return it again. So Taisus on this says, zweite Rutsche. Peretz number one, wie es schleima dem Hirse blei kiblo mimeno. If the father Taka returned this talis, he did verkehrt everything what he's supposed to do, blei kiblo mimeno, loi mechaivim bonim laharze mitnei kvoi davien. The sulek ignai. Forget, there's nothing wrong. He returned it, and they told him, keep it gesunter hate, and they're finished, and so Mamela, there's no gnai anymore. You don't see a gnai of the father, but he did what he's supposed to do, and they returned it to him. So Al-Kochel, he didn't return it. So Mamela said, if he's about you, why didn't he return it? Inami. Teretz number two. B'dova ha-mesuyim, u'mekabla mehem. Oh, I think that there's two guys in over here, even though Vayaki would seem like this. Inami bedova hamesuyen mikablim mehen mipnei kevoy don. The first vav, I think, yemoichik, and it's not kevoy doy, it's kevoy don. I think pshat mitayis v'steretz is, Vayaki learns like this, but the lotion is not, if you take off the vav and you make it kevoy don, it's very good. That Taisri says like this, this whole takone was not by Adova Mesuyim. By Adova Mesuyim, that means, who are you doing a favor? That means this, if the Adova Mesuyim will be returned, so this is a blemish to the Malve and to the Gazlan, it's, here there's no din of a mekabel mehem. Forget this you have to take. That's place the second test. So Ibazoi, some email says very good. So the Gemara asked, this Dova Mesuyim, Al Kochel, the father didn't return it. Because if the father returned it, they would keep it. This you keep, you don't return it, because it's a blemish to the father. So Al Kochel, he didn't return it. So now you told me something bad about Shuva. That was the most kash. Now Taisa says a third mahalach. My boy gabei, the iboy lay lemoichoi elohaitzi mitachas yoda. So lechayre Taisa means to say like this. Let's go back to the first, to the kasha. Maybe my boy, he did tshuva. I'm telling you, he did tshuva. My boy gabei, he returned it and they gave it back. He returned it and they gave it back. Nitzaka gnai. What's not like the first title? Nitzaka gnai. So the Gemara asked that Mamanavshech, if it's speaking about that he returned it and they gave it back, so why is he still holding it? It's a bezoyin for him. And if he didn't do anything about it, so it seems it doesn't bother him that he has this blemish in his possession. So the children also aren't mechuyev. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kashi. Ba'oydei shleima, my boy gabei, di boy lei lemoicha elohitzi mitachas yodai. If itake bothered him, umidulei choshes lekvoidai, if he didn't care about his kovid, in kenem achayovim bonim lahavza. So this is a third mahalach, and the Gemara's kasha. Could be they returned it, but we're talking about the chiyuv of the father. And the Gemara answered, he didn't have a chance. Okay, he didn't have a chance. V'chein tzorch loyma be'izah neshach. There you zichet to say pshat like this third mahalach. Kasham lo itochel aporish bin yinacha, the porish, mahob araise, there is a different sugya. There is a sugya, do we say, ribis ktsutze yaitze bedayonim, oi eine yaitze bedayonim. That means like this, is a machloikis. If a malva received ribis, what happens now? He did an avere profound. Now what happens now? Does Bezdin force him to return it? Or he can keep it. The shayla in the Gemara. So the Gemara, so now, Taisa bring down the Gemara. the Polish Mahaba Aisa Lamanda Oma Ribis Tutsa and Yoitsa Bedayonim, the Mashme Ho Avim Chayim. There the Gemara is Takasha like this. It says the Yisayim Mapota. Eid Moisha Ribis. But they are the father's Chayim. Mashma Avim Chayim Lahasa. Mishani Kiyocha. No, the father's also Pota. He says, Einam Chayovin, the Sefer de Chay. Upore. So then the Gemara goes the whole Shakla Betaye. The Sefer, why the Chay va Kibedov, ya Betshuva my boy Gabe. Umaykoshe. What is here the Kashe? In Bob Metzia, what is Pshat the Gemara's Kashe? Iribis Tzutza in Yoitze Bedayonim in Chay va Lachzira. Afilu Lotzis Yedei Shemaim, Kibmucha Chosam. The poch mehid the maise besomach hagazonim and malva beribis. Avo bishagovo machzirim. And the Gemara asks if your ribis tzutz and yetz vadyonim, there's no reason to return. And the Gemara doesn't answer lots of shidei shemayim. Because if your ribis tzutz and yetz vadyonim, you're not mechuyim to return it. It's finished. It's over and done with. Or mishani, as from the second beraisa, the Gemara answers, tanoi. The Mishani Babalots and Sidai Shemaim, the Mishani Yoche Besombo. The Kiv in the Darshinen, Lemisa Nitem Veloila Shavan, there's droshes that he doesn't return it. Oila Meira Nitem Veloila Shavan, Afalots and Sidai Shemaim, Loi Mechai. Loke Perish, Livon, Sheperish, Lo Meira Nitem, Liras Hashem, Shesho Laharza Meirosoi, Loila Shavan, Api Bezin. We don't, Tais doesn't learn like the Ribbon. So Tais says that there's no chiyuv whatsoever lotzis yidei shemayim. So what's the kasha my boy gabei? The Gemara said that the children are machuiv to return it. The Gemara said he's a rosh. The Gemara said he did tshuva. It's fine, he did tshuva. Now you do tshuva by ribbis tzutze. You say, okay, that's what you do. Not you're not mechuyv to return it. What's the most kasha, my boy Gabei? Let's achloy medoch yiporech, my boy Gabei, the kivin the loy choshash, le moicho le tziyo le achzirem im ne kevoy doi, so le mechay vibonim ishim kvay davim, so the children also don't have any chiyav on them als kvay davim. So the Gemara answers, lotzais yidei shamayim, an argument. The Peik is there, Meshach, where the Motzah is Shnu Yehochim, and the Omer Ribbis Tzutza, and Yeitz V'dayonim. So this is the same Shtik Teira, that is there for the Lotz of the Shemaim, Lai Mechuyev, Lai Mechayev, Kid Efrishis. The Sug Yedahoche, Kim, and the Omer Ribbis Tzutza, Yeitz V'dayonim. Ela, the Tiknu, the Mekabel Mida Rabona. Lai Shaykh, Oche, Tanoi, Kine Mishani Hosn, Vandu, Tanoi, the Hosn, Kodmu. The Tanoim that the Gemara brings them in Perik as a Neshech were before Rabbeinu HaKadosh. You can't say the Machlik is Tanoim the Takon of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Let us go further. Toshma. Horoyim. What's the title Horoyim? Sarashi says, Gazlonim Heim. Lirois Behemois Besodeis Acherim. These were Gazlonim. They used to be Roye Behemois Besodeis Acherim. That was their profession talk. Baha Gaboyim, what's the Gaboyim? Gaboyim Shel Melech. These were the Gaboyim of the king. Ligvois Kesef Gulgalta Ba'arnune. They were appointed from the Melech to collect the taxes. The Shakli Tvei. These Gaboyim always, They were always moisef to make sure that they get something also. Amoichsin shuvosan kosher. Now these people, this was a lifetime of avlus. Royim gaboyim amoichsin shuvosan kosher. Umachziren lemakiren. They return lemakiren. Rashi says, Marziren Shivosam Koshe, so first says the Chubis Koshe, Shegozlu Horabim, ben yoidim lemi lahachse. That means this was a lifetime of gzeile. They were roye besodei sacherem. They took, this was a lifetime of gezel. Shibos and kosher. Who did they return to? Ben yoidim lemi lahachse. Marzirin lemakirin. Lemi shemakir shaloi shegazluhu. I don't know, the Bichas Avron learns pshat that these people come over to them and told them, you know, you stole from me. That's the Bichas Avron learns pshat. But Kaponim, however your Mavar, who the Makirim are, to them they return. What's the kasha? So it says, Umachzirin l'makirim. How is it, according to Rebbe, you don't return it? Omri marzirin ve mekablu. No, the same thing. The marzir, the mekablu. Hachi amai tshuvoson kosher. Now, this is a very difficult kasher. Kamar just said now that we have these people, they return to the makirim, they know who they stole from. They returned it to them. So he says, why do you return it? Fine. So the Mor says, Yehochi Yamai Tshuvos on Kosher. So why is it difficult to do Tshuva? So, Ayin Berashi Betim Sanachas. Rashi said, Tshuvos on Kosher, Shegozlu HaRabim, Ben Yoidim L'mi La'achzach. I mean, they stole from so many people. The Makirin, however they become Makirin, okay, these people they know, they go over to them, they return it, and then Makzirin, and then Mekablin. But Shuvos and Kosher, they don't know who they stole from. So what's the Gemara's Kashi? Hochi Amait Shuvos and Kosher. A Meredike, difficult Gemara. There's a Meredike vote from the Asman der Reise, but I'd like to be myself on the kude after we say his, I say his vote. The Asman der Reise says, Amor deki yisot, by a mitzvah sasei, the Moshe made a mitzvah. And this person is an onus. He can't do the mitzvah. So what is pshat? The Boishim wants me to do the mitzvah. I can't do the mitzvah. I mean, I can't do the mitzvah. Finish. So the Boishim gave me the mitzvah, and I can't do it. So why did he give me the mitzvah for? So the Asman der Reise says a mitzvah sasei bein odom lamokein. If he's an onus, the Boishim to give him the mitzvah. But why does the Boishim want to give him the mitzvah for? If the Boishim knows that he can't do the mitzvah. This person is part of him doing a mitzvah. He brings a merdeka machlekes achoinim. Like this, the din is if a person forgot to daven one tefillah, so the next tefillah forgot how he does the din tashlumim, so he davens two shemineses. Second shemineses are tashlumim for shachis. So there's a machlekes achoinim. What if he was an onus? He couldn't daven. He couldn't daven. Is there a din tashlumen? So there's one man that says, there's no din tashlumen. The Baruch Shalom wanted him to die. He couldn't have him. The Baruch Shalom wouldn't give him a mitzvah if he can't do it. It's not a mitzvah sasei, and he should do this. The Baruch Shalom knows I can't do it. There's no mitzvah period. If he can't do it. On the Sachmon, the party, the Torah doesn't give him mitzvah. Right. He says, but this is dafke, if the whole thing is ben odom lamokim. It's the person's obligations to the Rabbi Nishalayla. So Rabbi Nishalayla won't give him a mitzvah if he knows he can't do the mitzvah. He's an onus, he can't do the mitzvah. He says, but if the mitzvah involves, it's an ben odom lachaveh, right? Then you can't say, Lemaisa, this person was dependent on your chiyuv, and because of you, he's not getting what he should have gotten. You can't say, well, nothing happened. There it's considered that there was a mitzvah, so say, and lemaise, you weren't the kind to say, there it's not called that, it's nothing. When Adam lechaveire, it's called, he's by love, and also he says that he did a lot. By mitzvah sasei, there's a svar to say, but not the lamokim, it's not called I was over in Aveir. But that's not given on the mokim, not by Adam lechaveire. Zogt the asman the reis amir de kezach. If you will say, and let's go according to the shittas ha-goinim, according to the shittas ha-goinim, there's no chiyuv to pay the nisah. There's no chiyuv to pay the loyfer. They were mafkiyah the chiyuv. That's Balas Takonas Rebbe. So he doesn't owe anybody anything. There's only a dinei shamayim over here. Minah shamayim yimuchuyiv teritah. That's lots of dinei shamayim. That is considered, that's not a ben odom l'chaveira, that's a ben odom l'mokim. So the Gemara asked, Amir de kekasha. So the Gemara asked, so amai shivos and kosher. This person stole from a million people. The din is, does he owe these million people? No. Chazal took off the chiv according to the goyim. No, what? Lotzes l'idei shemayim is mechuyiv to give to these million people. Does he know who these million people are? No, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Is anonymous. So then, minashamayim, they wouldn't have any chiyah, but they didn't put a chiyah on him. Because he can't be mamal of this chiyah. So, honest rahmat, so my chivos on kosher. Whatever he can do, he does. Gladly. Obligingly. Whatever he can't do, he can't do. So my chivos on kosher. He's mayrede. That's how that's what the Raisa says. But I would like to say in the, but according to the Rambam Shita, I don't understand the Gemara. According to the Rambam, Pshat is that the whole Takona was, if he came to do tshuva, then they won't mafki anything. He came to do tshuva, there's a din on the nitzal to be moichel, on the loiva to be moichel, fine. So the whole Yeshua comes after he comes to the nitzal, the nixal will be meichelah. But he has to come, he has to show he's a baal tshuva. He's a baal tshuva, so then the nixal is meichelah. So over here is taket shivos and kosher. Here's taket shivos and kosher. He doesn't know to go. No one is meichelim. Now who's going to be meichelim? All the nixalim are meichel. You come over, you tell him, you know, I joined the tshuva movement, I'm a baal tshuva, I'm a mescharet, let me help you. I'll be my field. So the Yeshua comes after he introduces himself to the Nigzal and he tells him he wants to return it and he's mescharet, he wants to do tshuva. So then the Nigzal is meichel. The Nigzal is meichel. Fine. So Memela, then he was mekayim mitzvah tshuva. I mean, he was mekayim. But if here tshuvos on kosher, but here it's very good tshuvos on kosher. It's tshuvos on kosher. Because he doesn't know who to go to, and the owner's meichelim. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? That's one problem. Oi, there's another problem. Amos say, we also have the same problem over here. V'she'ein makirin yase behen tzolchei tzibu. So he doesn't know who he stole. Yase behen tzolchei tzibu. So, but he has a problem. Mitzvah tshuva can't be mekayim b'miluim because he doesn't know. So yasebem tzolchei tzibul. So al kaponim, he should donate to the tzibul. Now this is not a sure tshuva, but al kaponim he donates and al kaponim is giving back and maybe the nixal will derive benefit from it. V'amar Rav Chisda boireis sichen u'maoreis. Agavuch, I'd like to tell over a mice I once said from Rabbi Sol Chaim, Kaplan Sachain and Lavroche, the Chofetz Chaim was very nizer and gezel. And when he printed his svarim, so the printers and the binders, it could very readily occur that it's missing a page, and the binding is no good. Every sefer that was printed, Chofetz Chaim went from cover to cover to make sure all the pages are there, it's bound properly. He's selling something that he's not cheating anyone. As the demand became greater and the Chofetz Chaim became older, so he was not able to do this himself. So it was given over to others to check each sefer. And l'davoinoi, they were not as medagdic as the Chofetz Chaim was, and he was getting letters and thus he bought a sefer and it's missing two pages and thus and he was eis mensch. He was his mamish. Now, his elderly years, now he should become a gazlan. It's Chivas and Kosher. How many people, they took money, and he got the money, and they were stolen, and thus. The kids, it bothered him very much. So, he printed in the newspapers, whoever purchased from me a safe, I don't know who this is, and the Lamaisa, he got cheated, it's missing a page, the binding is no good. I would like to pay you up, but I don't know who you are. So I'm giving you a chelik in my neilam haba. There should be a payment. That so the moral of the story is that halavai, we would have bought such a sefer, we would have got something very good in return. But al kaponim, so here it says that chubasan kosher, and then al kaponim you make tzolchei rabim. So. Why do you make Tzolchei Rabim? It's for some reason holds them. And according to the Gainim, it's very good. According to Asman Daraisa, there's no need to pay up. It's thus, it's a... Second Kasha. Forget, why do you have to pay up, Taki? In the mitzvah of Ashavi, you're not Mekayim, so... I can't be Mekayim, I'm an honest, and there's no Chiyuv B'day Odom. Ela loikashe kan koidem takone kan laacha takone. More answers on this bereise. This is speaking about before the takone. Boire sichen ma'ores lahachnis bem mayim lishtois avedover hatzorech lakel v'yehonu mehem anigzolim al madui boy. This achiev to return out. If it would only be out slotsis yidei shemayim yepota, vices is a chiyuv ashovet. Koidim takone shebemerebi nishnis mishnezudim. This was before the takone shebemerebi nishnis mishnezud. The mechayim lemeheda. So before the takone, there's a chiyuv ashovet.